This morning, the words for reflection were written by Carol Sampson Mudisil. It's called A Winter Solstice Story. In the deepest, darkest depths of winter, when the ground is so icy it crunches under your feet, and the air is so cold every breath hangs as a cloud in a windless sky, when the days get shorter and shorter, and the darkness is upon you each evening before you're ready, remember. Remember the stories that have been told and retold, written and rewritten, passed down through the ages by wise women and wise men, from mother to son, from father to daughter. Remember the stories told in the darkest days of winter. Remember, deep in a cave on the night of the winter solstice, the longest night of the year, every year since time began, a woman, a goddess, a virgin, labors to bring forth an infant. Attended by the creatures of her realm, she pants, she moans, she may cry out, for childbirth is often difficult. The child she brings forth is special, as all children are. But this child represents the returning sun. This child represents our hopes for renewal. This child represents the promise of spring. This child answers to many names: Osiris, Tammuz, Adonis, Dionysus, Mithra, Jesus. This child brings light and warmth and hope. In the deepest, darkest depths of winter, as we huddle around hearth fires and candlelight, we rekindle in each other our abiding faith that the seasons will turn, that the great Mother Goddess of 10,000 names will once again give birth to the sun, that the days will lengthen, spring will come, and each of us has the power and the magic to nurture the seeds of the future. Please take a moment for reflection. The mystery is that we are all connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.